WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I got my USA. Everybody knows I got the American spirit the other 364 days of the year. But nothing gets my juices going quite like the 4th of July and Heritage Fair. This is my 30th year on the radio and our 23rd summer at WNST. I don't know that I've been to all 30, and certainly before I was on the radio back in the 80s, I was attending the Heritage Fair. Our friends at Wise Markets have picked up an incredible tradition on my side of town on 4th of July weekend. Lots of things changed last year during the pandemic, but one thing that has not changed has been where I want to spend the 4th of July, which is the beer garden with Rob Santoni and Dundalk Friends. Rob, you have assembled for this Wise conversation an all-star cast of all of our Dundalk friends. Now, listen, you're allowed to beat me up today because I have not picked up the Wise Market shirt. I'm getting trouble from all of my sponsors, from the ones I do have my shirts and not. But I figured I went USA, Team USA, little soccer jersey here for the red, white, and blue. There's nothing better than the Heritage Fair. And you're not even from Dundalk.
Oh, close enough. Born in Highland Town. And, you know, my first wife was from Dundalk, so that counts, right?
I'm from Dundalk. That counts, right?
That counts.
There are, how many Santonis in Dundalk? How many were there back in the day?
Well, there was one.
Okay.
Own Center Place. That little building that was right adjacent to the park.
Entrance, the place actually. I could never park on Heritage Fair weekend.
Right. It actually forced us to close the store on Sundays because parking was an issue. And after half a day in the beer garden, other things got to be an issue inside the store. So we just shut it down.
They were usually selling sparklers in your parking lot, as I remember it, Rob. But Rob Santoni is here. Rob, give me the all-star cast you've assembled here, because we're going to talk about your family. We're going to talk about Dundalk. We're going to talk about what happened to the Mars at Halibert Avenue that Mr. Contoyanis and Mr. Hutzler used to make me run, you know, around down there on Halibert Avenue. And then also on the other side, the Patapsco side, the dark side that we say we don't. Dundalk guys don't like the Patapsco guys too much. But even over there on Wise Avenue, there's now a Wise Market, even though they're spelled differently. You brought the whole team out today, Rob.
Yeah, we call that Wise on Wise. And with us today is Kevin Schiffman, who is the store manager for the Wise Avenue Wise location. And Bill Volz is with us today. He is the store manager of the Halibert Wise location. We know them affectionately as Store 84 and 85.
See, when one of you, Kevin, I think it was you were having trouble getting the room. You wrote me 85, and I thought, I'm class of 85, Dundalk High. You know, I thought, no. That's Store 85. Yeah, I must say for both of you guys, being local people and running a local thing during this particular time, I've been in both of your stores. Kevin, I would say, do people come up to you and say that you're in the old Tops location? Do people say that to you yet?
I've never heard that one yet.
Well, Dundalk people will say that to you. Because, well, it was the Tops Plaza when I was a kid, and there was a Mars in there. And maybe both of you, and Bill, for you, you're a real local guy, can speak to the Heritage Fair that even people from Essex and Highland Town made their way to Dundalk, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely the biggest thing going on in the summer. Everybody looks forward to it. It's huge with all the customers. I mean, they're very excited about our involvement with the fair, definitely.
You know, I find crazy, Rob, as I see all your buddies here on Zoom. Bill's literally in the parking lot at the Wise on Halibert and Delvale because I can see the row houses where the Ignacio family live right behind over his shoulder. So that's crazy placement. I'm right, Bill, right?
You're exactly right, yep.
You are looking right now at Delvale Avenue. You're looking at the tire shop across the street, right? Right now.
Exactly, yep.
And if you make a left there, you go up to Dundalk High School. Is there anything better than the spaceship that Moeller and the late, great Kevin Kamenitz built with Dundalk High? I'm so proud of Dundalk High. I drive by it just to say, look at that thing, man. Look at what they did to it.
It's incredible. Yep. They combined it with Sowler's Point. So, yeah, it's definitely it's like a nice campus, you know, for a high school. It's pretty awesome.
Rob, this is where I rub it into the Patapsco guys here. Kevin's not going to like me on the other side of Merritt Boulevard. We got our Wise guys here. We're doing the Heritage Fair. Rob, speak to Wise's involvement with this, because I've just mentioned with Kevin and with Bill, both of those locations were Mars. Obviously, your family name and the Santoni's name, and you know, doing it here forever. But there was so much, and my Dundalk background at Dundalk High, and having attended 30 or 40 Heritage Fairs, some of them I don't remember back in the 80s and early 90s. I might have been that guy in your parking lot, Rob. But your involvement with Wise, and I don't know, 3-4 years ago, 38, special played. I have the guys from Crack the Sky on this week, by the way. The Mahoney brothers are playing. So it's going to be a great, great weekend for the 4th of July. I know we've all been masked up, and we're hoping to get everybody vaccinated, get everybody down there, and have something that feels normal. It'll be the Heritage Fair. But you told me a few years ago, you're like, hey, man, I'm working at Wise now. And it was really the beginning of the rekindling of the relationship here locally for what we're doing with the Wise conversations really began, strangely enough, in the beer garden at the Heritage Fair a couple of years ago, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. So I'll take you back. I guess it's May 2017. So July 2017 was our first time sponsoring it. And I had a district manager come in, you know, to me, who was responsible for transitioning the 5 Mars locations that we purchased back in 2016, August 16, and converted them to Wise. So, you know, a few months go by, he comes to me, he says, hey, Mars used to have this this fair they sponsored. You know, what do you know about it? And is it worth us spending $25,000? You know, I said, what you need to be concerned about is not spending the $25,000 and what they're going to do to those stores down there if we don't carry this torch like Mars did. So he got the message. I told him it was money well spent. Those folks down there, you know, supporting those two stores from the day they opened. Yeah. You know, was it a struggle? Yeah, of course, because Wise took over a legacy of Mars that was down there for decades.
Well, much like your family name, and this speaks to being local, yeah, in the same way, yeah, that, you know, what Wise has built in Central Pennsylvania over two generations, 3 generations. You know, the Deanna family, people, I knew them. They're literally the offices. Bill, they're right to your left, right? If you just look left, where the corporate offices were. My middle school bus and my high school bus passed it every day. But that speaks to what community supermarkets meant to a place like Dundalk and to my family forever, literally as long as I can remember, back in the 70s, you know?
Bill, tell them what's there in that spot now.
There, Wise has a gas station now in that where my old boss's headquarters was. That's where he ran the whole company, right across the street.
So Bill, you come from the Mars side then, right?
Yeah, I was with Mars over 30 years. Yep.
All right, give me the story for you then about how you got, because this is personal to me, Bill. I mention this every time. And Rob didn't know this about me either, and I've known Rob for 30 years. My father worked for Mars, Nestor Sr., who passed away a few years ago. Not my pop that I talk about from Little League, but my Venezuelan father came to America in the 60s, and he worked for Mars, and he worked for Pantry Pride. He was the nighttime store manager. When I was a kid in the 70s, Rob and I always had fun with King Syrup, because he would bring it home from the store and dump it all over French toast. You know, he's Venezuelan. and this is 1977, you know. But my dad was the manager of the Pantry Pride in Lutherville, the overnight stock manager, always came home at 8 in the morning and sort of. So my father, that's what my father did. I talk about my dad working at Bethlehem Steel, which, he, you know, my pop did, who raised me. But my Venezuelan father was Mars, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. I was with Mars for 30 years. I worked at the Wise Avenue location as a store manager. So
the Patapsco side.
Yes, sir.
So do you go over there and judge Kevin's work, make sure that he's holding up the standards on the other side?
He's holding them up pretty well, pretty well.
So, do Patapsco people eat something that Dundalk people don't eat? I mean, is there a difference in what you need to stock? Do we eat more crab cakes on the Dundalk side or something, or no?
I think it's the same crowd.
All right. I wouldn't say that being a Dundalk Patapsco guy. I like to keep that feud going, you know, across Merritt Boulevard. But we have Bill here, Kevin's here, Rob's here. We're having a wise conversation. Kevin, I want to bring you into this thing because you're sort of new to that location. And the Heritage Fair is something that got taken away from everybody last year. I know cookouts, barbecues. I've hit the Icy Delights around the corner from you a few times down there, grabbed the snowball as well. And I have been in your store. For the community and for Dundalk, this is a big deal for everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. I don't know how it was last year, but I mean, it's going to be bigger this year now that we had a year off.
They may need to make the beer garden bigger, I think, Rob. As last I checked. But the bands, I was shocked that they cracked the sky. They put this thing together quickly. Rob, you can speak to this for what it's meant to supermarkets and the changes the last 15 months. Trying to put together a local fair like this, I'll be honest with you, like 6-8 weeks ago, I think I was in your store. We were talking about it and you're like, yeah, they're doing the Heritage Fair. And I'm like, really? I was sort of shocked that it got put together. I think it's going to be great. And I think it's going to be more supported than ever because I think people missed it last year.
Yeah, absolutely. So you don't get the permits for the fair or any event like this unless you've got a stringent, plan in place for COVID protocols, even though they are, you know, a little bit watered down now. But, you know, there are going to be some, you know, action items, you know, like sanitation, stations and, you know, certain kind of fencing and stuff. You know, I don't know what it all entails, but you don't get the permit unless, the Heritage committee has met those standards. And
Uncle Larry's open in the state July 1st. So I'm good, man. Ready. I'm ready to be open for business.
So here's, the big thing to worry about is how the dates fall. You know, you've got the second, third and fourth, and it happens, that way every few years. And, when the fourth is on a Sunday, the last day of the fair, I mean, it's just going to be crazy. The parade is actually on Saturday. They never have the parade or the race on Saturday. On Sundays, even though it is the fourth because of church and stuff like that. So the parade will be on July 3rd. The race will, be before the parade. And we'll be cutting the ribbon on, Friday, July 2nd.
Hey, Rob, man, I grand marshaled the parade. It's the 20th anniversary of me grand marshaling the parade. I did 01 after the Ravens won the Super Bowl, and they never invited me back.
You ruined it. So, it'll be a blast that weekend. Friday night, I've been on that stage with Kevin before. Kevin. I've definitely been up there with Bill. We cut the ribbon, present a big giant check for $25,000. And then we hang back and watch a couple of the shows. I don't know what night Crack the Sky is.
Crack the Sky Saturday night. Brothers are Friday night. There's a country act on Saturday, and I'm not even a country guy. Dean Crawford, that people are really into as well. So
Dean's a good friend of mine.
See that? I want to get Dean on the show. I told Paul Lamanti to book Dean on because they're like country guys, and I don't speak that. I can talk about Dundalk or Patapsco. I can talk about Tomahawk Chops. I can talk about the incredible teriyaki that I wasn't in any of your stores. No offense to anybody on the east side. I've been going to the Maiden Choice store. What number is that, Rob?
89.
All right. So I've been going to store 89. I don't want to tell secrets, but I've learned that store a little bit because I've been over on the west side in Catonsville doing some stuff. But I found some teriyaki pork chops. Even better than the garlic pepper that I bought a whole bunch of, too. I've been in both of your stores, by the way. My wife loves the garlic pepper. It's like green and red. It's a peppercorn melange on the chicken breast. And so sometimes you have them on the drumstick, sometimes they're on like the thighs, but when we find them on the boneless breast, we go nuts. We were out of Maiden Choice, but I'd go in the stores looking for this stuff because you guys know it comes and it goes. Sometimes it's like tequila something lime, and sometimes it's like barbecue. So but I found some good stuff out at the Made in Choice. So I'm in the stores, and Rob, you're mad at me because I haven't picked the shirt up, but I was in your store 2 weeks ago.
I know. I've got a whole new hire package for you. Shirt, hat, even a name badge says Nestor on it. I've got a coffee mug, you know, one of those nice metal wise coffee mugs. That's all right. It'll just sit there.
I'm coming in to get it. I did? I'm trying to get to my wife in the other room because I had this debate. Have any of the three of you, and I know you stock it because I bought it in your store, Rob. It almost melted on the way home, but I bought it. And when I buy ice cream at your store, I got to rush home, right? Because I live downtown. But I bought it in your store after debating this. And I want to see if my wife can bring me the T-Berry ice cream. Are you guys familiar with T-Berry ice cream?
Yeah, we make it.
Okay. Had you ever heard of it before you were associated with Wise Markets? I need to ask this question to three. Bill, you're from Essex. You're from Highland Town, Rob. Kevin, where are you from originally?
Albany, New York.
Did they have T-Berry ice cream in Albany? Or did they like never Rocky Road like the rest of us?
Yeah, Rocky Road. Never heard of T-Berry.
Have you heard of it now?
Well, yeah. The last 12 years I've heard of it.
Okay. All right. Have you tasted it? Have any of the three of you ever brought it home and said, let's try it?
No.
I'm a straight vanilla guy.
Yeah, I know. Santoni, man, when I talk food with you, you don't eat food, man. You don't experience.
Meat well done, ice cream, vanilla.
God, Bill, do you eat food? Or you were on the Patapsco side for a while, so there's no saying.
I absolutely eat food, definitely, yep.
Rob, I talk about the teriyaki pork chop. You wouldn't eat that, would you, Rob?
Yeah, I would.
But you would prefer just to have salt and pepper.
Yeah. No, I like the marinades. I like different things. But, you know, when it comes to ice cream, I just like vanilla. But, you know, to your point with the T-Berry, Wise has been making, God, we've got over 100 flavors. And, you know, it's made all up at the corporate warehouse.
I've told everybody I'm coming up. I said the first day, there's a vineyard up near where you make ice cream and they have rock and roll shows. And, like, I'm coming up this summer. And if I have to put my hair up, because my hair is getting long, they might put it in a net. Ooh. It might be better that way. But I want a tour. I'm like Willy Wonka. You know what I mean? Like, I like seeing how the sausage is made, how the ice cream is made. So I want to come up there and see it. I've never tasted the T-Berry. We bought it. I put it in the freezer. And my wife, had to get a mouthful of it. And I said, no. I want to do this on the show. I want to do this with Rob. And I didn't realize, you won't like it. You're like Mikey, you know, hates everything. You know what I mean? So I'm waiting to eat it. My wife grabs it and grabs a big spoon and goes, and puts it in her mouth. And she swirled it around and she literally spit it out. Everybody online says it tastes like Pepto-Bismol. And I'm thinking, how could this catch on? But when I had Hannah on a couple of weeks ago, she said it's kind of like an old-fashioned thing. Like my mother liked fruitcake and she probably bought fruitcake at the Mars on Wise Avenue over the course of time because my mother loved fruitcake and nougat and all of that stuff that I never ate, right? But T-Berry ice cream is apparently on that edge of mincemeat pie and stuff like that.
And you're giving me crap for not liking it.
I haven't tasted it, dude. I mean, I haven't had it yet. All right. I'm going to do that next week. It's dairy month. By the way, it's ice cream month in July. So I'm going to eat the T-Berry next month. I'll do that. Bill, I appreciate you making time and talking nicely about my homeland, the Dundalk, even though you're an Essex guy. You don't believe in that whole Dundalk-Essex feud, right? We're good on the east side, right?
Well, I married a Dundalk girl. She grew up right down here on Halbert Avenue.
So how many years now?
34 years ago.
So you say you married Dundalk. Did she go to Dundalk High or no?
Dundalk High, 83. class of 83.
All right. Well, I like her already because I roamed those same hallways with her for at least 1 year. If she remembers me, it would be like, oh, that you did radio with that guy? My God. They were at the Powder Puff game there. By the way, one of my glories was in front of your store. Right on Delvale Avenue, I emceed the Powder Puff football game between the class of 84 and 85. We got beat by the juniors, but I was a great MC. And there's good pictures of me with – they gave me a megaphone. Can you imagine, Rob, them giving me a megaphone in 1985 at Dundalk High?
Yeah, you know what the visual is. Yeah, yeah, I can.
I only wish we had videotape back in the day. Kevin, I will come visit you. If anybody mentions the Tops Plaza, that's you. And if anybody mentions the wisest of all wise stores, I guess you're wise on wise, right?
Wise on wise. And we'll have T-Berry for you when you stop in.
No. Here's what I did. And I took a picture of it. I should have put it up last night. You guys have the Joy-Cones that are like red, that are purple and blue and pink. So I had a blue cone and I bought, because I saw it in your store, Rob. And again, when I bring it home, it melts a little bit. You have red, white, and blue ice cream. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah.
This is seasonal to the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's delicious. It's blueberry, raspberry, and for you, Rob, vanilla.
Yeah.
Not like vanilla bean, not French vanilla, just vanilla.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll eat that. I just like peppermint, mint chocolate chip. You know, Mrs. Santoni likes some mint chocolate chip. That's not even refreshing. I mean, think about it. It's got to be cold and fruity and, you know, anything that is too decadent tasting for ice cream isn't my bag.
Listen, I knew my mother and I know your mother, and I can say this in your mother's voice, which is pretty much my mother's voice. And she would say, you just don't know what's good. That's what she would say at this point. You and I are going to get a signature crab cake together. Wise Market sponsoring, not just the Heritage Fair coming up next weekend. Crack the Sky is going to come on. If I can find Dean Crawford, shout out Dean Crawford, come on the show, promote your band. God, I don't love country music. But
I'll get them on for you.
I want to bring Paul Lamanti on, and we're going to have the rock and roll country argument. I want to make it a debate. I've got Steve Whiteman from Kix coming on this week because M3's that weekend as well. So I want to give some love to Merriweather, Heritage Fair, and, of course, Ice Cream Month coming up next month. I'm going to eat T-Berry ice cream. I'm going to get Hannah back on the show because she's the one to talk me into it. I still have it. And I'm going to tour the ice cream factory, and we're going to do the Heritage Fair together, you and me. Are you doing Friday or Saturday, Rob?
We'll be down there Friday night cutting the ribbon, probably hang back for a show. I'll be down there for Crack the Sky Saturday.
I think I'm going to go both nights. Because I really do want to do the Beatles thing. I love the Mahoney Brothers.
Good. I got some passes for you if you feel like sitting up close and just not being overcrowded.
Do I look like a guy that needs to be VIP'd?
I don't know. Well, you'll be with me, so yeah, probably not.
Bill, they would talk about me in Dundalk if I roll VIP, right? I mean, seriously, right?
I think
Bill, I appreciate you. You're breaking up a little bit. Kevin, I appreciate you as well on both sides of Merritt Boulevard, even the Patapsco side. I have to be nice to Patapsco side because Costas is on that side too. So when I talk bad, the guys at Costas are like, hey, man, down by Pops and around the corner here, we're on the side. Be nice to the Sparrows Point people too. To all of our friends in Dundalk, we can all agree on one thing. We should gather on the 4th of July. Our friends at Wise Markets making that possible. On the back end of the story about Mars and about all of the history, we're pointed toward the future. And if you don't think there's been an investment in the future for anybody on the east side, and this is a shout out to Johnny O and to Don Moeller as well, we're going to be cutting. You talk about cutting the ribbon, Rob. We're opening a new Colgate Elementary in my neighborhood.
I heard that.
That's where I went to school. We're going to be opening that. I can't tell you how excited I am about that. My son still lives in the house that I grew up in Colgate. So good things happening in Dundalk. Good things happening to Wise Markets on both sides, even the Patapsco side or the Art Center over there, whatever they call it at this point. But I think we won up them over on Delvale Avenue, just like we always wanted to do at the Powder Puff game back in 85, but we couldn't do it. Rob, appreciate you. Bill, Kevin, we'll see you guys in the beer garden, because we're all 21 and it's after dark, all right? Mahoney Brothers on Friday, Crack the Sky on Saturday, hoping to get Dean on. And the Crack the Sky guys, if I could just get them out of the studio and I can reel them in from wherever they are, whatever chateau they're recording, I'm going to find them as well to promote the Heritage Fair. Rob, I'll see you in the beer garden, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Don't let the T-berry ice cream melt, all right? Save that butterscotch ripple for me. I'll be down there getting
that. Have a good one. Soon.
Appreciate you guys, man. From Dundalk to Baltimore to Sunbury and all around. We're presenting Wise Conversations all along. I got some great baseball conversations this week as well. I've had some great authors on. If you dig 60 Minutes, John Wortham's on talking glory days with me in the summer of 1984, as well as Michael Kay from the Yankees broadcast team doing a thing called Center Stage, doing some Wise Conversations of his own. I am Nestor. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore, AM 1570. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.